from JMI Wealth. Is the whole world gone nuts at the moment? From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike. Just an update on that. $915 as I look at it, Tesla shares.
We should have got on early. We should have gone early. Now, this dairy, it's real ugly. Is it all the virus?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look, global dairy trade auction, let's cool our jets here. Expectations, we've spoken about this week, expectations were for price weakness. Now, the common wisdom, which sometimes isn't that great, but it seemed to be pointing at a generalised price decline of sort of 5 to 10%. I was optimistically thinking about 5%. The headline index level is 4.7% decline. So it's in the ballpark of the expectations. Let's have a little bit of context here. The headline level's at 1,007. That's the headline global dairy trade index. It's been travelling along between 1,000 and 1,100 since February 2019. Yes, it peaked at 1,086, but it's in the ballpark of where it's been for the last year. If I look at the individual categories, I mean, basically all eyes are on skim milk powder, whole milk powder. Skim milk powder down 4.2%. The average price, $2,907. In December, $2,867. So it's still above the price level it was at in December. And it broke above $2,500 back in September last year. Whole milk powder, a little bit more of a worry, down 6.2%. Average price, $3,039. That is the lowest level we've seen since August. So look, at this stage, we're going to say this is a bit of a one-off. This is a sentiment-driven sell-off or sentiment-driven repricing. But we've got to keep an eye on from here. One point I do want to make, and this is with regards to not just dairy, but all other exports. Kiwi dollar is currently at 0.6475 against the US. So that is definitely helping exporters. If I look at the same time last year, Kiwi dollar was over 68 cents. Now, some of the effectiveness or some of the pass-through in that will depend upon Fonterra's hedging strategy, but Kiwi dollar is helping out. Look, it wasn't unexpected, but we need to find out whether this is the start of a trend.
But how about cheddar, eh? You're on the cheddar.
No, cheddar.
Cheddar through the roof this morning. By the way, the RBA, now here's the interesting thing about the RBA, because there's a lot of expectation around the coronavirus and the fires and all that sort of stuff, but they were upbeat, 2.8 and 3%, not a bad number by anyone's measure.
Yeah, so basically nobody expected them to move. This Reserve Bank of Australia, they had their official cash rate decision yesterday, was left unchanged at 0.75%. And what we were all wanting to see was what sort of reference or what was their attitude to the recent events, the bushfires, more immediately coronavirus. And yes, you're absolutely right. 2.8% growth this year, 3% growth forecast for next year. Looks pretty good, doesn't it? They talked about the short-term impact of the pandemic, but they actually spent a lot more time talking about what's going on in the Australian domestic economy, sort of housing, employment. So a slightly more, I suppose, sort of rational view of the world. And, a little bit more upbeat than probably we were expecting.
And the aforementioned State of the Union, of course, what's he going to refer to? He's going to refer to American business, and the earnings season looks good too.
Well, yes, and surprisingly so, I guess. US share markets bouncing back quite strongly this morning, up almost 500 points on the Dow. We're in the middle of the fourth quarter earnings season, and one of the conundrums for analysts last year was this inexorable rise in the share market while companies' earnings were falling. It was being referred to as the earnings recession. That was expected to continue through the fourth quarter. At this stage, looks better than expected. Up to this point, on the S&P 500, we've got 100 more companies reporting this week. By the end of this week, we'll have reported, and approximately two-thirds have beaten earnings per share estimate. Net income looks like it'll be flat or the same as last quarter. That was expected to fall. So maybe the earnings recession has stopped earlier than expected. But Mike, you're going to love this. Alphabet earnings came out and it pushed the share market, but the value of Alphabet briefly above $1 trillion. You've got four companies above $1 trillion, Microsoft, Amazon, Google and Apple.
And probably Tesla by lunchtime, the way it's going at the moment.
Mike, that's MAGA. You recognise that acronym?
MAGA. Well done.
MAGA.
Make a hat out of it. What are the numbers?
The Dow Jones, 28,884, up 484 points, 1.7%. So strong bounce back. S&P 500, 3302, up 53. The NASDAQ, 9457, up 183 points, just under 2%. The FTSE 100, 7439, also strongly up. The Nikkei, 23084, up 113. Shanghai Composite, also up 1.3%. 2783. The ASX 200 gained 25, 6948. The NZX 50, we lost 39 points yesterday, down 0.33%, closing at 11,511. The currencies, 0.6478 against the US, 0.9624 Aussie, 0.5865 Euro, 0.4974 pounds, 70.8 yen. Gold, $1,553.60. Brent crude, $55.11.
Nice one, mate. You have a good day off tomorrow. We'll see you Friday. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jomiwealth.co.nz.